The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Zayin Aleph says the following halacha: if you're misakech on top of a mavoi that has a lechi, it's kosher on Shabbos of Sukkos, because migud abi doifin lini and Shabbos abi doifin lini and Sukkos. In other words, you have a sukkah that only has two walls, not three walls, but afal pichin, it's kosher on Shabbos of Sukkos, because since you have a lechi is considered a mechitza for Shabbos, we say that migud, that it's a good wall for Shabbos, it would be a good wall for sukkah as well. So you have a case where the sukkah is only kosher on Shabbos of Sukkos, but not the rest of Sukkos. So the Achanim ask a kasha on this. We mentioned this earlier in the name of Lamud Eyar. From here, Lachar is a kasha on the Ramah. The Ramah says, a klal, you're not allowed to make the schach. You can't put up the schach before you put up the dfanas. Before you put up the walls, the dfanas have to be made at the time when the schach is put on. So the Achanim ask, Lachar, from here, you see that that's not a problem, because over here, the schach you put on before Yom Tov, but the tfanas don't become tfanas until Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot. So you have a situation where you have schach before the tfanas. L'chair, that should be a raya that you could have schach before the tfanas, keneged the sheet of the Ramah. That's the kasha l'achreinim. So the Chavina Rav in Chuvas David Mesharim, Chayla Gimel, Simon Gimel, says a beautiful teretz to answer this kasha based on a beautiful yesod from the Yeshuas Yaakov. And the Yeshuas Yaakov said this to answer a different kasha in the Gemara. We mentioned this kasha earlier in the name of the Rashash, and the Yeshuas Yaakov already asked this kasha. He says he said the shtickle b'yaldusai, and he asks like this. He says that the Gemara over here says that the sukkah, which is on top of a mavi, is kasher because of the migu, but l'maisa it's only kasher on Shabbos of Sukkos, but it's not kasher for the whole Sukkos. So he says, we have a cloud. The Gemara says later on, Daf Chof Kimmel, that a sukkah has to be right l'shiva. Sukkah is only a good sukkah if it's right for all 7 days. That's why if you have a sukkah on a tree, on an ilan, even though it's only a problem on Yom Tov because you can't go on Ilan on Yom Tov, but Lamaisa it's possible for all 7 days, because if you can't use it for one day of Sukkos, you can't use it for all of the days. It has to be Roy for all 7 days of Sukkos. And Mele, he asks, over here also, you have a Sukkah which is not Roy L'Shuvah. It's only a Kasher Sukkah on Shabbos of Sukkos, but it's not Kasher for the rest of Sukkos. So how could this be Kasher even on Shabbos? L'Chair, it's not Roy L'Shuvah. That's the kasha of the Yeshuas Yaakov. So Zakni Yeshuas Yaakov, he says, Achab, he says, we have to say that we're talking about the following tzir. We're talking about a tzir with a sukkah, which you're making on top of a mavoi, really does have a third wall. There is a third wall, a third kasher wall, but that third wall is on an ilan. It's on an ilan. So it's made in a way which on Yom Tov or Shabbos, you can't use it. But during the week, you could use it. During the week, there's no problem using a sukkah, which is nismach on an ilan. So Memele, Zakni Yeshuas Yaakov, Mimanoshach, there's no problem over here. This sukkah has three walls. One wall is an ilan, but plus it has a lechi as well. So during the week, the sukkah is kosher because you're allowed to go on the ilan during the week, during Chol HaMoed. Problem is, come Shabbos and Yom Tov, now you're not allowed to use the sukkah because ain ilan b'ilan. Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't need that third wall because you have the migu, you have the lechi, and migu davi doifin lin in Shabbos, havi doifin lin in sukkah. So on Shabbos, it's going to be kosher because of the migu. During the week where you don't have the migu, we don't need the migu, because then you're able to use the wall without the migu, because you're allowed to be ilan the ilan during the week when it's not Shabbos and Yom Tov. So mimanavshach, zok the shiasakav, this sukkah is right l'shiva. Because during the week, you have three good walls, and one of them is on an ilan. It doesn't bother us that it's on an ilan, so you have three walls. And during Shabbos, where you don't have that third wall, because you can't be ilan b'ilan, and if we would be using that wall, that would be considered being mishtamish b'ilan, but we don't need that wall. We have the lechi, and the migu from Shabbos will turn that into a wall, so you have the three walls on Shabbos, and during the week, if you don't have the migu, you have the wall of the ilan itself, so mimanoshach, you have a sukkah, which is roi l'shiva. Adkan is the aseret of the Yeshuas Yaakov, so zok the chavina rav, if you that, you can answer the kash of the mudiyar. The mudiyar was saying, you see from here, l'chair, you have a schach before tfanis, because the schach is on before Yom Tov, and the tfanis only becomes tfanis on Shabbos when you have the migu. He says, no, if you that, Yeshuas Yaakov, behechach, we're talking about a tzir where you did have three walls before Sukkos, because you had the third wall, which is the ilan, and at that point, it is a good wall. So Melam Miman of Shach, you always have three walls. You have walls before the schach, the tfanis with the taki there before the schach, because before Yom Tov, you had it. And then once Yom Tov comes and you can't use the daifin anymore, at that point you have the migu. But al kapanim l'vinat, it comes out that you do have an actual third daifin before the schach. And mimele, there's no raya from here against the Ramah. They're not allowed to have the schach before the tfanis. That is the gemaltika charifus of the Chavina Rav and the Yeshuas Yaakov. Avada, there's what to be done in this and what to be ma'arer, but mitzad the charifus of the vart, that's gemaltika vart, and kol pitatya the raisa tavin.